sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Yeah. Drew, what's up?
What? What's going on?
This hour, this move ahead thing has really gotten you down, hasn't it, buddy?
How'd you know?
I know, because I'm feeling the sting myself.
Are you?
Yeah, because by all rights, I should be home right now.
Yeah.
What time is it?
It's 9 o'clock.
It's 9 o'clock. I should be home for like another 36 and a half, 37 minutes.
Yeah.
This is my prime time, too.
I just think it'll be over. You'll be watching Tommy Vu an hour earlier tonight.
Yeah, watching that guy with the question marks all over his suit telling you how to rip off the government. Yeah, it's true, Drew.
Yeah, this is a good
But then I won't be able to go to bed, will I?
No, you'll be up later. You'll be up till 3.
Maybe 3:30.
Good times.
All right, good times. Let's see, what's going on with us, Drew? Any business over here?
Well, no guests.
No guests.
Party. It's good.
Right? So
Easy
always,
street.
Always a good time.
Nice. I got a sick kid at home. It's driving me insane. I'm so anxious about it.
Why?
He's just been sick for 4 days, and it's flipping me out.
What's he got?
Like fever and strange rash, and it's just freaking me out.
Well, you took him to the doctor?
Called him up. I looked at him, and I called somebody up.
What'd you do? Call yourself up?
No, I called up his pediatrician.
You should do that. Make yourself feel better. It's like, I wanted to get a second opinion, so I paged myself.
Yeah, I'm not sure it would have the same effect.
All right, so you took him to a doctor. What's the doctor say?
No, so just relax a couple of days. You'll see how it goes. You know, but yeah. I'm just putting all the pieces together. And it's freaking me out a little bit.
What do you think it is?
I just know too much. You know what I mean? It's easy to get really flipped out.
Hey, you can spin off into many different scenarios.
Oh man, can I? However, the one thing that is this does bring up an interesting topic for me, and that is how everyone is freaking out about this SARS thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the one thing I'm not worried about with him is that because
oh, now he could have that.
No, because it is so rare.
Yeah.
There have been no deaths in the United States from it. Everyone, there are so many other serious illnesses that you are likely to get that no one worries about that. They'd rather take their herbs and, you know.
Not as romantic as SARS.
And yet this, suddenly we're all in a panic about something that they're not going to get.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, it's better to panic over stuff you're not going to get than panic over very realistic things.
Yeah.
It makes for a better
a nice
life.
Function. Yeah, it does. But
yeah, you're
just
worried,
settle down about everything.
Worried about getting bit by a great white shark or hit by lightning.
Yeah.
You know, it's a better life rather than just thinking, you know, my teeth are going to fall out. I'm going to have a crappy dead-end job and marry some fat chick and then just die bored and poor.
Nice.
I mean, you don't want to think that way.
Right.
You'd rather
think
about being attacked by a great white, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Or then he being, you know, run over on a crosswalk or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we like to do that as human beings.
We seem to like the drama and the, what is it, sort of
well, it feels
hysteria.
Good.
The hysteria we like.
It feels good when somebody says to you, are you kidding? Do you realize what your chances are of you actually being killed by whatever it is you're worrying about? It feels good.
Yeah.
Rather than saying, oh, what kind of cancer runs in your family?
Yeah.
Your dad died of a coronary, 47.
You're likely to get
interesting.
That.
So you're like, well, I mean, you might make it to 53. Yeah. That's true. Please, with the flipping.
Or the travel to regions that have very serious infectious diseases of all kinds. And some are horrific. No concern.
Yeah.
Here we go.
That's how we choose to go through life as Americans, Drew.
Denial. It's strange. And I was really realizing as my kid got sick that, you know, people don't know the difference between sick and well.
Yeah.
They've never seen sick.
What do you mean? Who's never seen sick?
Normal people. And doctors are the only people to get to see in the hospitals. The only people to get to see actually really sick people.
Yeah. All right.
Crazy.
So your son, what do you do for him?
Gives him antibiotics tonight.
Antibiotics?
Finally, yeah.
He's just resting.
Yeah.
He's got his Nintendo.
Yeah.
He's doing good.
Yeah.
Hey, good times.
It's good times.
Natasha?
Yes?
You're 16?
Yes.
What's up?
I was wondering if you could breastfeed kids while you have your nipples pierced.
Yeah, you can, but you're 16. When are you going to get your nipples pierced?
I already have them done.
We did.
How'd you manage that?
Went behind my parents' back. My boyfriend took me.
And I thought you had to be 18 or get parental consent.
No, if you have a drunken 19-year-old pull up in his primered Chevelle, then he can sign for you. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
No, I know people.
You know people.
It was at a shop.
Okay.
That's fantastic. How long did you have it done?
how long have I had it done? Like 3 months.
Oh, boy. It's healing okay?
Yeah, I haven't done like a cross, so. Like.
Oh, the cross?
And bottom and side to side.
On the same?
On both of them, yeah.
You did the cross on both nipples?
Yeah.
That's not going to go too good with the breastfeeding, right?
That's what I was wondering.
I mean.
I'm going to do the Mogan David.
Wouldn't the right time to have been asked a question like that would be before the piercing?
I didn't think about it until after.
Oh, but Drew, she's 16. She's not going to have kids for another
20 years.
11 months or so.
I hope 20 years. Yeah, well, right. What we hear from piercing
Wait
places.
A minute. Now, hold on a second. I got a couple of questions. First off, even though you know the guys at the piercing place, isn't there a decent chance that your mom or dad may catch this somehow? Want to know what the crucifix hiding under your bra is? Then say, where'd you get this done, and go bust the guys?
I'll just tell them I did it myself. Don't believe me.
Really? You would think she was much more effed up if she did it herself, wouldn't you? I mean, this was your child?
I'd take her directly to a psychiatric hospital.
You would, wouldn't you? All right, what happened to you, Natasha?
What do you mean?
Something's wrong. Something's up. Yeah?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, how's your childhood? How's life going?
I've always lived with my grandparents.
Where are your parents?
My mom's in Florida, and my dad's in Texas.
Florida.
Oof.
Perfect.
What you doing in Florida?
I guess he's hoeing around. I don't know.
Is she a prostitute?
Yeah, she is.
All right.
And dad?
I don't know what he does. He's just there.
Are they both drug addicts?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, that can mess you up to have parents like that. Don't take it out on yourself, okay?
Oh, I'm not.
Well, you have here. Yeah,
you're taking it out on your nipples, baby
doll. The mark of Zorro on you, yeah. All right, well, listen. What I hear from piercing professionals is that you can take the hardware out and breastfeeding can proceed. However, breastfeeding already is a difficult enough procedure. When you've got stuff coming out all over the place, I'm not sure it makes it much easier.
How old's your boyfriend?
How old is he? 17.
Oh, I bet he's got it going on, too. All right, listen. What are you using for protection?
What am I using for protection?
What are you using for protection?
What are you using for protection?
Nothing.
How old is
Nothing.
My boyfriend?
Yeah.
How old is my boyfriend? No, start using something, would you? You're going to get pregnant.
Condoms. At least just get some condoms, right? Stick some condoms.
What's your plan? You're going to get pregnant.
I want to ask my
No, phone. You can't. No more questions. Listen to me.
Wear a condom.
I'm sorry for what your parents did. Or didn't do to you by not being around to raise you and being drug addicts and all that kind of stuff.
They actually did her a great favor by not being around those
Yes,
two.
Yes. Just please stop acting out. Please do not get pregnant. Mind your grandparents.
There you go.
Okay. Amy?
Yeah?
You're 28?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
My boyfriend is a Minuteman.
Yep.
And we just wanted to know what we can do.
We?
I can live longer.
We wanted to know, huh?
Huh?
Amy wants to know, but I'm sure he wouldn't
Amy
mind
wants
knowing.
To know, yeah, but I'm sure he wants to know, too.
Yeah, because Amy's kicking his ass about it a little bit.
How long does he last? Literally a minute?
Literally a couple minutes. A
couple minutes. And what do you need?
A couple minutes.
What are you looking for?
I want it to be longer.
Okay. And,
I mean, I've given him Viagra before.
Yeah, where do you get the Viagra?
I work for a doctor's office.
And you ripped it off?
Yeah.
No, they get samples.
Yeah, and she rips it off.
Steve, listen, hold on. How dare you? You know, once in a while they leave a little thing of detergent, you know, and you're hanging off your mailbox, you little thing of joy or Tide or something. Yeah, kid comes by and grabs that, it's going to use it at home. What do? Have him arrested?
No, but when pharmacological...
Same thing.
Yeah, right.
No difference.
They need to be kept locked in the doctor's office.
Well, evidently, they trust Amy, right?
Right.
All right, so you got him a little sample of Viagra.
And that has helped.
Helped, but didn't really resolve the thing, huh?
No, because obviously you can't make him take it every day.
I see. So when he takes it, it works fine?
Yes.
And how long do you need him to last?
Well, it'd be nice at least, like, a half an hour or something.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Minuteman's not going to go to 30 minutes.
Okay, I would be happy with 10 or 15 minutes.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, so you just want him to go up, let's say... 1,000% from where he is now.
Pretty much, yeah.
Sounds dismal when you put it that way. I'm going to need about 1,000% improvement here. Drew, how come you can improve 1,000% or you're getting 1,000% return on your money, but you can't give 110%? You know what I mean? Like, people always go, you can't give more than 100%. But it's like, yeah, but if I invest $1 and get back $5, then I make 400%.
Because your body has a finite capacity.
Uh-huh. No way. His penis can improve 1,000%.
That, yes. His
aha!
Penis, his penis.
So 110%, that's nothing. You don't want his penis to give up. Well, you would like his penis to give 110%.
His penis
but
is already
1,000%.
Giving 110%, but in order for it to improve 1,000, he's going to have to do something. Something will have to change. He's going to have to masturbate a lot more.
Hold on.
To use Viagra, but
forget it. I just realized we got to break early because I've thought about that. Our stash of smoked almonds. I got to get into those.
Why don't
tonight.
We send them again?
No, we'll get them during the break.
Right.
Hey, Amy.
Yes.
What about oral sex?
Yeah, how's the oral going?
That we've done too, and that doesn't help.
You don't like that?
No, I can. I don't mind doing it, but
no, not you.
Can you get off on the oral?
Oh yeah,
you can.
Sure.
Is he doing that to you?
Yeah.
Is he doing a good job?
Yeah.
It's not really exciting.
But I still want more sex though.
How's his attitude toward this whole thing?
He gets upset that he doesn't last longer.
But I mean, is he can do? Is he trying to improve?
We don't know what he should do to make it better.
Right, we're not talking about we right now. We're talking about him.
Yeah.
Is he got a sort of can-do, upbeat attitude about this, or is he ashamed and angry and irritable?
He's not irritable. He just gets upset with himself that he can't last longer.
Okay.
He thinks there's some kind of problem with him.
Well, there is. That's his biology. He's just
Amy's doing some serious nutcracking.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what's wrong with this guy? Is he a little less better looking than you? Does he make a little less money?
No, he makes more money than me.
Yeah, he's good looking?
Yes.
You got more experience than he does, though.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, I mean, you've been around a little bit.
Yeah.
You could have your pick of the litter.
Right.
And he's not been a big hit with the ladies.
That could be.
Yeah, that's what's going on, and that's why Amy's hitting his nutsack like Tyson hitting a speed bag.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so not much you can do. You got the Viagra for your once a week party time, right?
He can masturbate a lot more.
Could he masturbate more?
I don't know. I don't ask him that.
That's something that could change his rhythm a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Otherwise, it's just oral.
And if he's giving her good oral.
But she's not that into that.
I kind of get the feeling she's not that into it because it's one of the things he could do.
Yeah.
And it would be too easy just to take the pressure off of him you've done this well.
I think what you're picking up on here is that she wants to blame it all on duration, but it really is something more global about her being the way she's into him. The chemistry's not there, you know, and so she wants, if he lasted longer, then at least I'd get, you know. But the reality is she's not excited about being with him.
Amy just kind of sounds like someone who's looking for a little angle. Mm-hmm. Not
Because she's not into this guy.
Amy.
What's that?
You're not all that into this guy, are you?
Oh, yeah, I am, very much so.
Really?
Very much so.
Really?
Or is it a guy you're supposed to be into, the kind of guy you should be into?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But you're not.
Yes, I am.
You like a guy with a little more rebel in him.
Yes.
Yeah?
Kinda. Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, there we go.
You're like a naughty radio show host like myself to come over there and give you a little what I call rough trade. Yeah? A little slap?
There you go.
A little slap, tickle, and then another slap? Yeah? Yeah, you've been with some of these guys in the past, and these guys have trouble holding down jobs.
They're a pain in the ass. They have no good relationships.
You got to bail them out of drunk tanks and stuff like that. And this guy's got a good job, and he's a good man.
Yes.
But you're not.
But he's not flipping your cookie.
Right.
And
well, it's not duration.
It's not just about duration. It's just like it's more
it's chemistry. It's the chemistry.
Yeah.
But it's not. I don't want you to go away thinking we're saying that you should necessarily go for the guys you have chemistry with, because that isn't necessarily healthy either.
Those are felons.
Yeah. The problem is you have to begin to build a more realistic relationship, build on intimacy and not so much on lust, mm-hmm. and see if the sexual response doesn't sort of
How long you with been that. With this guy?
Almost a year.
All right. You thinking about marriage?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right. How old is he?
28.
All right. All right. Good times, baby doll.
Okay.
Now, take it easy on him.
Okay.
All right. See, at 28, women are growing out of that, but they're not quite out.
Mm. Well, she's
bad boy, troublemakers.
She's not coming out the way she's supposed to. You can feel. Can't you feel that?
Yeah, I could feel it.
Yeah, yeah.
I could feel a little trepidation and a little hostility.
Hostility, yeah.
And a little, but it was a little like, I don't know if I want to move forward with this guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to blame his penis, but.
Right.
Tim?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes, 22.
What's up?
I've been married for about 2.5 years now, and me and my wife, we don't argue at all.
All right.
Are there things you should be arguing about?
Not that I think of.
I mean, are you afraid to say something that might upset her? Are you avoiding conflict with her in some way, or does she avoid it? Or
No. It's just...
Do you have kids?
No kids.
All right, so you have a harmonious relationship.
You get along.
Yeah, we get along great.
All right, what's the question?
We'll send you out a windbreaker.
my question is why don't we argue? Because I hear about everybody else arguing and whatnot, and it makes for a healthy relationship.
A healthy relationship when you don't avoid feelings, but conflict is inevitable in life. But if you're not having conflict, it doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Yeah.
I wonder what you're picking up on, what you're feeling, that you're sort of worried about the relationship. Usually it's because somebody's being avoidant or somebody's not being genuine in their feelings and not expressing them clearly.
Is that happening?
No.
Are you both able to express yourself clearly? And you have feelings are open and honest and exchanged freely?
Yeah.
Good times. Good times.
True, you don't argue with your wife, do you?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
But that's you backpedaling and apologizing.
No.
You're calling that an argument, her getting mad at you, but you never fire back at her.
No, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
I choose my battles carefully.
Really?
I just don't believe in, like, you know.
No, but your wife's, she's a fireball. She's got a little energy to her.
We're good.
Never fire back, you know, but never seen you. I never can picture you stepping up. Once in a while, she starts spinning out. You got to contain her a little
bit. Now, listen.
Bit, right?
No, that's the. Listen. Yes, I say to her. No, when she spins out, that's the time you go away. That's when you wait till somebody's able to think rationally again, be appropriate. And,
yeah, good times. Darla?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Well, recently had problems with seizures. They started last August.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, my doctor has, I don't know, he's thinking that it comes from molestation problems from my dad.
Were you beaten?
The past.
Were you beaten?
My dad was real aggressive with me.
Were you beaten?
I don't know if it's called beaten.
Are you on seizure medication?
Yes, I'm on seizure medication.
What medicine are you taking?
It's not working. It's
what is the medicine?
Carbitrol.
Gabitrol?
Carbitrol, 300 milligrams, three times a day. And it's not working. I'm having seizures every day. I'm going to neurologist.
Hey. So they're thinking that it's now fictitious seizures, right? Have they used that term?
They're calling it, I don't know. They've taken me in for quite a few.
Darla, stay with me. Are they or are they not calling it fictitious seizures now?
I don't know what that term means.
That's not a term they've used.
That's not a term that they've used.
And have they used partial seizures or complex seizure? Or
they've used pseudo-seizures.
Pseudo-seizure. That's a fictitious seizure.
Okay.
Right. And that is something that comes from having been abused.
She thought it was a discipline of Taekwondo.
Pseudo-seizure, yes.
Well, just a pseudo.
But pseudo-seizure means that you're having these things that look like seizures, except they don't follow a classical pattern, and they don't see them on the EEG when you
Correct.
Have them.
That's
and
right.
so that is. I happen to believe those are genuine biological events.
Well, what's the beating have to do with it?
Well, I wanted to see if there's any evidence of brain injury from...
But
they would have picked that up. No, relax.
In 1996, I had a car accident.
I know, but Darla, it's not.
I had a loss of memory.
I know, and sometimes
probably a good thing.
People that have pseudo seizures often had some kind of genuine, or what would all be called a genuine seizure, prior. But they sort of learn how the brain learns how to have seizures, and then they have these sort of fits that aren't actually seizures. They're more like dissociative episodes.
All right. Well, what else is going on there, Darla?
Well, did you ever have did anybody ever entertain multiple personality or anything like that?
Well, I don't know. It's just now starting. That's the deal. I'm just now starting to remember all this.
Okay, but are they talking about dissociative disorder?
Yeah.
All right. And that's part, in my opinion, that's part of the whole pseudo-seizure thing.
It is?
Yeah. So okay. It's all right. Let them make, it's not BS, and let them make the right diagnosis so they can come up with the right treatment.
Well, they're trying, every doctor that I've went to has been trying to act like that, you know, I'm faking it.
All right. Well, that, you need to find a doctor who's, any doctor that's had a lot of experience with these pseudo-seizures would not treat you that way.
Will not treat me that
way. What you're going through is you're going through seizure experts, finish with them, and then get with someone who's used to dealing with the pseudo-seizures. And they'll understand.
So what happened here? Dad molested her?
Yeah. I mean, it's a dissociative disorder. I mean, it's like multiple personality disorders. It's a spectrum of them.
Men don't seem to have... here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Women get molested. They have problems. The pseudo-seizures, multiple personality stuff... Then they have vaginismus, mm-hmm. and they start getting all these physical problems, mm-hmm. really, that stem from the brain.
Mm-hmm.
How come when guys are traumatized, it manifests itself physically, and they physically beat the ass out of everyone around them.
They create physical problems at everyone else, yes.
Yes.
There you go.
I will brutally rape you in the ass. That will be your physical problem, actually,
right.
Because I got raped.
That's
or
right.
I will beat the hell out of you because I was beaten. But where's their physical problem?
It fits with – men sometimes do have that, but it fits with that basic sort of psychological or principle that people developed a long time ago, that men are externally driven with their feelings and women are internally.
It's interesting in a sort of morbid way.
Yeah.
That the women have a receptacle,
yeah.
You know, that stuff goes in them. Their dad went in them, and now they're in them, and
the
guys go out, and that's where they go out. Well, they lead like their penis into society.
Although people would love to make a lot of that sort of anatomic quality, the reality is the hormones and the biological brain setup is structured to urge the different sex in those directions. Men are urged externally, and women are urged internally by their biology.
I know. Sometimes I feel that – I almost feel the sofa pulling me toward it. It's like I have to move toward it.
Toward it, and you attack it with your penis, right?
Well, between the box spring and the pillow part.
Between
the frame and the pillow.
Well.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline, Amanda. It's Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew and I just ate 800 smoked dollars.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
No.
All right, so Sunday, I was, today's Sunday. Friday, I was over at Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Yeah.
It was about 5:30, 6 o'clock, and done writing jokes and... getting ready to sneak out of the joint. And I knew Dave Grohl. I knew the Foo Fighters were coming on. I didn't really want to run into Dave Grohl because... because Dave Grohl's sister lives across the street from me. And I said I'd stop by there one day. I was talking to Dave the night before at some concert. He said he was staying there, so I said I'd stop by. So I stopped by. It was about 10:30. It was about 11:30 in the morning, and some chick answered the door, and she looked a little out of it, and she said Dave was asleep, and I just left. And then
uncomfortably.
And then I got on the radio, and I said some floozy answered the door, and I was making a joke. And as it turned out, that's his fiance. Got mad. So I was thinking, well, Foo Fighters coming on here next week.
You're going to have to see him then.
I'll just deal with it when I deal with it. Maybe we'll make something funny on it out of the air. But as I was walking down the long corridor in the back to get out and get
into
the
parking
lot.
There's no escape from that corridor either.
Nah, I was heading home, too. I came walking right out that door. And boom, there was Dave and his fiance.
The same woman.
Both of them just standing there. And
did you say hi?
Yeah. Well, I had to.
Did
like,
you go through
right
the whole
there.
Thing?
Went through it.
Apologize.
We lived it. Did apologize.
And?
Yes. It's good times. Good times.
Was he all right?
Yeah, it was fine. We had a little hug. A
little moment.
A little moment. It was good. It was good. Then later on in the night, I went up to his dressing room and brought my wife, who's a big Foo Fighters fan, and I told Dave, now's your time.
Call her floozy?
Well, let's do it up. Oh, like a filthy whore or something, like backhander. Rip part of
she
her
must
blouse.
Have loved that.
Rip the shoulder
of her
blouse.
Of course, you didn't prep her for that, right?
She would have loved it. She's such a Foo Fighters fan. But he was too big a gentleman. But anyway, we buried the hatchet. And they were great on Jimmy's show on Friday.
They were amazing.
And they went on and played after the show ended, like another three or four more songs.
Wow.
Essentially, just put a concert on out in the parking lot. So it was good times over there. Amy?
Yes?
You're 29?
Yes.
What's up?
I was calling because this weekend we went to Vegas and we were out drinking and we...
Who's we?
Me and my friend.
And you're in San Jose now.
A female.
Uh-huh.
And we went out and we were drinking and then we went home with this guy or to his hotel.
The two of you with one guy?
The two of us with one guy because he said he had friends in his room. He only had one friend there and he was zonked out. And I think he thought he might have been able to have a threesome with us, but that wasn't happening.
Yeah.
So we went there, and then God, it's horribly embarrassing. And we were making out and everything, and
just you and the guy.
Just me and the guy.
What happened to your friend?
She laid down in the bed. We were on the couch. She laid down in the bed and went to sleep.
All right.
And then he put a beer bottle in there, and
in his room.
Really, what's that?
Put the beer bottle in his room?
No, not in his room. In me.
You drank some of the beer?
In your mouth?
No, it was an empty beer bottle.
Why were you drinking an empty beer bottle?
It wasn't. We weren't drinking the beer. He had already drank the beer.
I don't get why you guys are messing with a beer bottle if you've already drank the beer.
We were messing around, and instead of having sex, he put that in there. Inserting his penis in there.
Put his hand in there?
A beer bottle.
A what?
An empty beer bottle.
I know. I know what was going on. I was reading it on the screen. I just wanted to torture you a little bit.
Jeez.
Well, who says chivalry is dead? You know, a lot of guys would have had unprotected sex. This gentleman
reached for a Miller Lite.
Decided to rape her with a Heineken bottle.
Yeah.
What kind of
is
beer?
That rape? See,
no, it's not rape. What like, kind of what
it
kind of beer?
So gross. I don't know. Bud.
Bud? Long neck?
I don't think it was a long neck.
Okay.
Oh my.
Because we had started to have sex, and then he pulled it out and stuck that in there instead.
And did he say anything?
No.
No warning.
No warning.
Was it a 40?
No, it wasn't a 40.
Just regular one.
Yeah, regular.
All right. So.
And I just felt violated and gross. Really gross.
Well, it's slightly demeaning. Plus,
how did things play out after that? Did you just sort of get up and take off?
Penny for your thoughts.
I told him it hurt, and then he stopped, and then we kind of like passed out, and then my friend woke up and got me, and we left.
All right. And what did you tell your friend?
I told her, ew.
Did you want to have sex with this guy?
Did I want to have sex?
Well, they were having sex.
But, I mean, is it something she planned, wanted to do?
Uh-oh.
Kind of. Not planned. I mean, I guess it was like a hookup or whatever.
All right. Well, so here's the thing.
Not planned. Again, the difference between men and women.
Yeah, men go out.
Men are planning it every night.
Right.
And not planned is like, what do you mean not planned?
Amy.
Yeah?
You're 29.
Yes.
It's probably, you know, time you put these kind of days behind you a little bit. I mean, nothing wrong with getting drunk, having a good time, meeting a guy. It's just the part where you get raped with a beer bottle.
Or you pick a guy that would rape you with a beer bottle and then have to sort of slink out afterwards.
The guy must have been loaded.
Yeah, I think so. I think that maybe he
was having trouble with his penis.
Himself, so
right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But
how do I make myself feel better? Because I feel disgusting.
Okay, here's what you. First off, many have done worse.
You stinking whore!
Oh no! And I'll tell you how you make yourself feel better, by using it for something like
treat yourself better.
Well, what I mean is here's the point. Here's what I want to say. If something bad happens to any of us, or we bring something bad upon ourselves, it's worthless. It's just something bad unless you use it in the sense that, well, I'm never going to do that again, or I won't make that mistake, or I will now be more motivated to do something else, to not let this happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
I mean, you get an F on a test, it's bad, but if it inspires you to study harder, then it's not such a bad thing.
Right.
So that's what... You just got F'd with a beer bottle, and this should inspire you. I would like to see Amy, let's say a few years from now, working up to something smaller, like one of those, you know, airplane cocktail bottles, something like that.
But let's talk to her again a little bit in a second. Just
all right.
Amy, you interested in having a relationship with someone?
Oh yeah.
All right. So that's.
But not in Vegas. Not anyone I meet.
No, understood.
In Vegas.
But just kind of chalk this up to a consequence of bad choices.
Okay.
And are you an alcoholic? Do you have some problems with substances?
No.
Right. And you've never done anything like this
vagina's
before?
Her vagina's an alcoholic.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Is there anything else going on we should know about you?
No.
You're otherwise okay? Your relationships have been okay?
Yeah.
Just some bad. All right. So Adam was right when he started out saying that it's time to put these things behind you and just to really start working on cultivating a relationship and realizing some of these choices you've made have consequences that may not make you feel good.
What's going on? Where are you working, by the way?
Just standing out in the field somewhere.
Yeah, that's her cell phone.
Yeah.
All right. All right. It's good times. It's just what Bugsy Siegel had in mind when he went and broke ground.
Yeah, the flamingo. Sure.
The flamingo. Yeah.
Sure.
He probably
foresaw these things.
He proclaimed one day as he took that first scoop of desert sand and started to dig the first footing. One day, God willing, some floozy from San Jose will get raped with a Bud bottle. And this where I stand. John?
Yeah.
You're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I've been smoking since I was about 9 or 10.
Smoking pot?
No, just cigarettes.
Uh-huh.
And I've recently just been caught by my mom.
Smoking cigarettes?
Yeah, she just found them in my pocket.
Pretty good run, though, four years. I mean, listen, you start doing something at 9 or 10, you usually get popped that night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how do you hide? You know how stupid you are when you're 10? You don't know how to hide stuff?
Yeah.
How much were you smoking at age 10?
Maybe two or three cigarettes a day.
Well, you got to remember, her parents were like, his parents were checked out.
Well, it wasn't really at home. It'd mostly be like at the skate park.
How much are you smoking now?
Depending on if I have a pack a day.
13.
I've been, I don't know, about maybe six or seven.
Okay.
Good times.
Well, it doesn't sound like it's, it sounds like you can quit.
No, I don't know. It's been really hard because I've tried twice.
Uh-huh.
But everywhere I go, like, all my friends smoke and everything. And
really? All your 13-year-old friends?
Well, I hang out with a 14-year-old. Sometimes I go to his house.
Well, that's different. That's different.
Well, Walter Matthau there. I mean, that's a 14-year-old.
Well, what about hanging out with different guys?
Hold on just 1 second.
All right. I'm not sure what his question is exactly.
How does he stop smoking? There's, I'm not sure that you can really use Zyban in a 13-year-old, but certainly nicotine replacement patches and gum, and then don't hang out with guys that are offering you cigarettes all the time.
All right.
This is a serious issue. This is going to be a very hard habit to break.
Well, I suspect it will be.
Yeah.
I mean, at 13, I don't think it is just yet. I mean, you go hang out with a guy smoking and stuff, but yeah. I'm sure he's all right other than that. No, it wasn't a pack a day. He was wording. He was having difficulty with the wording. He ended up saying five, six, or six cigarettes a day. John?
Yeah.
All right. So, look, if you don't quit now, it's really going to be tough down the road, all right?
Yeah. I'm trying to quit right now.
Yeah, good.
All right.
It's, like, really hard because...
Yeah. Well, get some nicotine gum. That'll help you.
How about nicotine gum?
Nicorette, all right?
Steal some of that, all right?
You know I can get any.
Any pharmacy.
Any pharmacy in the
They should. I don't know if there's an age. That's an interesting question.
You should be able to buy that.
I would think so.
It's not prescription, is it?
No, it isn't. But, man, there should not be an age limit on that.
All right.
Although,
All right. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Drew has a son that's got a little illness, a little worried about. It's on his mind.
Yeah. Man, is it?
I'm worried about eating more of these smoked almonds.
Your nose hadn't helped me back from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I was thinking. You know, it's nothing worse than. I remember being sick when I was a kid. Nothing worse than living in a dump and getting sick. Mm. Sitting around mm-hmm. watching a bad black and white Zenith TV.
You're right. It makes the visual, the environment sort of reproduces how you're feeling or amplifies it, you know?
Well, and the whole thing is if you live in a crappy house, your whole life is outside of the house.
Right.
Then you get locked down. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Mitch?
Yeah?
Hey, Mitch.
You're 20?
Yep.
What's up?
I was hoping you guys could settle an argument for me.
All right.
Can you spread herpes from the lips to the genitals?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
That's how it got there.
Yeah.
All right.
And I was reading an article recently that was strongly urging blood testing for diagnosis of herpes. And I thought, well, that's fine for herpes 2, which is about 60% of the genital herpes. But what about that other 40% that's herpes type 1? Which basically everyone has been exposed to. So if you test everybody to the antibody to that, everyone's going to look like they have that. So I don't know. I still think it's kind of a clinical diagnosis once someone gets sores in their genital, what they've got.
But people don't normally. I mean, you can spread herpes from the mouth down to the genitals.
Easily.
Easily.
If it's the right kind of virus, yeah.
Right.
If you have an outbreak, yeah.
But you don't know if you have the right type.
Right, that's right.
But not all types.
That's
most of the viruses that are on people's faces don't seem to be the ones that get to the
I think you're right.
Crotch. But anyway, it's still doable.
It's still
I mean, you're sort of both right in the sense that just because you got something on your lip doesn't mean it's going to land on the inside of her hip.
But,
hey, write that down,
hey,
Drew.
You're funny, man.
But it also
don't drop trow.
I'm this close to dropping trow.
But if you have something on your mouth or upper lip, wherever, you should not have oral sex because he could potentially transmit it.
That's right, Dr. Drew. Jennifer?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, so I've had boyfriends before, and I've, you know, whatever, it's like, there's no problem with that. I'm like some ugly chick who, like, doesn't get guys. But with all my relationships, I've always, like, you know, been pleasuring the guy or whatever because I'm really, really, really scared for, like, I'm a virgin, too. Like, I'm just scared for guys to, like, go down on me or, like, put their hands down. I'm just like, it's like this weird fear I have. Like, I don't know why I have it.
Can you stop playing the saxophone? What's going on?
I'm not playing the saxophone.
What's that saxophone I hear back
there? It's not a saxophone. I don't even know what you're talking about. It's music.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Okay, cool. Let me turn it off.
It's Blue Oyster Cult.
Who is that in the background?
It's just Air. Air. The band Air.
It's band Air?
No.
What kind of band? What band is that?
I said to you, Adam, you're so hilarious.
Which band is that, Jennifer?
Just what goddamn band is it?
Air.
Air. It's called Air?
It's called Air. The song's called Playground Love.
Does it have a saxophone?
It does have a saxophone.
Maybe that was a saxophone.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
All right, here we go. So Jennifer has weird feelings.
I just get mad at everyone with their immediate shutdown and denial of everything. It's like a sax. What? No, no. That's music. That's not a saxophone. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, you listen to Air, too, huh?
Okay, no, I don't. It's just on my computer, and I'm just playing it.
Because, you know, I call them Supply.
I don't call them Air,
but that's it. But I can prove to that band, I'm finally glad that someone else is into the Supply.
Air Supply.
As much as I am. I didn't think they would reach down into the younger generations, but evidently they have.
It's eternal. It crosses all generational boundaries.
But you call them Air, huh? Okay.
Jennifer.
Doing that too.
Does anybody touching you down there conjure up any particular images or problems?
No, I mean, I'm not, like, I don't have any, like, problems. Like, I really am so, I think maybe it's even, like, self-conscious about it. Like, I'm with a guy right now, and, like, I don't know what to do because I don't particularly even like going down on guys. I mean, like, whatever, you know, it's like, it's cool, I'll give a guy a head, whatever. But
sure.
It's like, I just don't.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta
well, you slow down a little bit. Maybe just not prepared, not in the right situation, not in the right relationship, and just don't feel obliged to have to do these things just because everyone's doing them.
And Jennifer, you sound a little anxious in general.
But be that as it may.
I'm not anxious in general, Adam.
How dare you? How dare you? Okay, listen, Jennifer, I think it's a nice protective mechanism you have in place from perhaps preventing you from doing things you aren't ready to do yet. So just relax. Just listen to your... These are good instincts. These are not bad ones. Don't force yourself to do things you're not ready to do.
Okay.
It'll come in time. All right?
Everything good? Feel good about yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, that's why this is the way it is.
Maybe a little too
There's an interesting...
That's what I think, too.
There's an interesting thing out there where girls with low self-esteem...
Right.
Are quick to have sex. Guys with high self-esteem
exactly.
have lots
Whenever
of sex.
Whenever I listen to you guys like talk to people, you always ask about their family life, and I have like the best relationship with my parents. I have the best relationship with my dad. Like no one's ever done anything bad to me or anything.
Yeah, and that's you're protecting yourself. That's good. You're taking care of yourself.
But Drew, what was your point?
My point was she has high self-esteem. That's why she's not having sex. Girls with low self-esteem have a lot of sex.
Oh, I know, but she's...
And the converse is true with males. Guys with high self-esteem, a lot of sex. Low self-esteem.
Passing out BJs like Mexican putting menus
she
on.
She didn't say that.
In mailboxes.
She's in relationships, and in those relationships, she'll go ahead and do that. 17.
Hi! My drunken friend Dave called me, left a series of drunken messages.
Dave, you're the guy that works on the big guy?
Yeah, big guy.
Calves.
Big everything. Used to work for me.
Oh, he doesn't work for you anymore?
No, he's a little too much of a criminal. But
I thought he was a recovering person. No?
Not recovering, no.
No, clearly not.
No, yeah. No. He used to, anyway, he called me. He called me, left a long drunken message on my phone machine Saturday night, and he was laughing because he works at Union Construction.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was all loaded, and he said on the porta-potty, he said he went in there, and it said Mexican space shuttle. And then he started laughing like a madman.
Oh, my God.
And then hung up.
Why did he save that one for you?
I don't know. You know, I love good racist humor.
Yeah.
Mexican space shuttle. It's good. He was also the guy who informed me that when he had the seat liners, you know, those... ass gaskets, as they call them, at the at the commercial buildings in the airports and stuff, in the toilets. He saw the sign that had an arrow pointing to it and said "Free cowboy hats." Always like that too. Mexican.
And did he call you in a drunken stupor?
They called back. Here's the problem with the drunken guy phone calls. It's never one. You get the second message. Okay, dude. Don't tell. You know. You get that. Okay, yeah. I'm drunk. I got about four of them, but I always enjoy them. Amber?
Yeah?
Especially when you're dealing out that kind of top-notch entertainment.
Yeah.
What's up there, Amber?
Well, I have trouble climaxing with intercourse, but I can with masturbation and oral sex. And I was just kind of wondering if there's anything wrong with me.
No, you represent most women.
Okay.
Most women do what you do.
Okay, and I was also wondering if there's, like, any kind of, like, because I've seen, like, there's, like, creams at, like, sex shops to, like, increase it or, like, help it or whatever. I was kind of wondering if those actually work.
You probably will feel something, but I don't think it will change your basic mechanism.
But if you think they're going to work,
you should feel something. But it's still going to be primarily this for you. It's going to be unusual for you to be able to have orgasm.
I mean, is it going to be like this the rest of my life, or as I get older, am I going to be able to achieve one?
That slot's going to start loosening up and paying off.
It's going to get, in about 10 years, get a little easier, and you might sort of get a little handle on it, so to speak, but it's going to basically be the same thing. This is, most women do not have orgasm during intercourse.
They Amen.
Only do it during oral sex.
Amen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Lengthy, arduous, tedious oral sex. How long does it take you to have orgasm with the oral sex?
Probably about, it's anywhere from 15
Ooh.
To an hour.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've been down that road, brother.
Yeah.
Many, many times. It's a lonely, lonely road.
Maybe you're looking
at some
vibrators or something like that to kind of...
Yeah, I mean, like, I can achieve it, like, when, like, masturbation and stuff, just, like, with intercourse, it's doesn't happen.
All right, but still, it's 15 to 30, an hour of oral sex is dangerous.
Yeah. Man's, I get TMJ.
Oh, poof.
Here's the thing, too. Amber's probably one of these chicks who probably squeezes one off every once in a while. And it's like, no, yeah. With the guy getting the oral, squeezes the one off in like 9 minutes.
Yeah.
So the guy's feeling pretty good about himself. But the next one comes at minute 41, you know, the next session. So the guy's like, what's going on? I know we've passed the point where we had one last time.
Randomly reinforced behaviors cannot be extinguished, meaning he'll go back to the well for that 9 minute.
I know, but it starts to wreak havoc on your mind when you realize, Jesus Christ, I've just listened to 7 Led Zeppelin songs and nothing. All right.
All right, here we go.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Hey, everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. You know, it's really 11 o'clock.
I know, it feels that way, doesn't it? Or 10 o'clock.
No, I'm saying it's really 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd do an inflection that confused you.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Success.
Got to spring forward and fall back.
Mm-hmm. I hate the spring forward part.
Yeah.
I could use an extra hour every couple of days.
Yeah.
You take one away, I'm effed.
I know. I got up this morning at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And my wife lowered that hammer. You know, it's like, it's really 11:30.
Oh.
I thought, oh, my God.
Day's over.
It's gone. But it's light. It's going to be light. It's going to be light forever. Hey, now, is this only going on the West Coast, by the way?
No.
They doing this all over? What about like Arizona?
Arizona doesn't do it.
Yeah.
It's the only place that doesn't do it.
I'm moving to Arizona. Samantha?
What?
Ooh. Samantha?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I had a question. Like, if you have like anal sex, like, does that like, if he like finishes inside of you, will that like hurt your organs?
Harden your organs?
No, hurt.
Hurt your organs.
Hurting. Mm-hmm. Hurting your organs, eh?
Oh, will that be like hurting your organs?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
The fluid he sticks in you could have infectious material in it, right? Like AIDS and hepatitis.
Yeah.
And that's how it hurting your organs.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Like, what else can I use for birth control? Because I can't take the birth control pill.
Why can't you?
Because I have a whole bunch of autoimmune diseases, and I can't take it because of my other medicine.
What's the other medicine?
I take, like, a whole bunch, like, I take Ritalin, and I take Neurontin, and Prevacid, and Concerta and Ritalin are three things.
Yeah, keep going.
And Celcept, and, Celebrex,
that's not enough, Drew.
For sleeping, what?
Well, all she's mentioned, other than aspirin, basically, is psychiatric medicine.
Yeah.
So it doesn't sound like anything that should prevent you from taking the pill.
Those are autoimmune.
No.
The
aspirins. She might have some joint complaints, but what do they think? You just have a lot of joint pain, right?
I have arthritis, and I've a drug disease called Behçet's, and I like. Affects like it's like has vascular.
Yeah, no, I know what Behçet's is. Well, if you're on Behçet's though, you're on salicylic acid, right? And Celebrex.
Yeah.
Disalcid. You're on Disalcid and Celebrex.
Are you having anal sex with the Behçet's?
Not with Behçet's, with my boyfriend.
His name's not Behçet.
Yeah, not a great idea if you have Behçet's, right? Because part of Behçet's is a gastrointestinal disease, right?
No, it's just
Behçet's,
like,
is a gastrointestinal disease, Samantha. That's part of it.
Okay. Well, that's some of the effects of it.
Right. And so putting...
Well, how old's your boyfriend?
16.
Hold on a second. You know, I'm kind of torn. On one hand, it's like, well, she's 15. She's in a weakened state. She's having this crazy anal sex. And the other side of me thinks, well, she's getting her kicks in before the whole S-house comes down.
No, I have to really question the Behçet's diagnosis, I hate to say.
Really?
How
would she know?
I know she doesn't, but it sounds so psychiatric, this whole thing. And Behçet's is a very, unless it's overt and sort of you know, right, well, biopsy proven. It's a very vague illness.
Samantha?
Yeah.
Hold on there, baby doll. You ever get abused?
Oh, yeah,
no, but I was raped a while back.
Yeah, okay.
How long ago?
I was raped once when I was 6 and twice when I was 12.
Okay, that would be abuse, all right?
I call it. Who raped you when you were 6?
My stepbrother.
Good times.
How old is he?
He was 3 months younger than me.
He's 5?
No, yeah, he was 3. Well, he was 6, but 3 months younger.
Oh, my God. I mean, that means that things were really a mess in your home.
Basically.
Oh, my God. And then, listen, that the whole Bichette's thing, again, I have to wonder. Look, Samantha, your big thing is psychiatric, right? That's mostly where your symptoms are.
No, it's mostly Bichette's, but okay.
Well, you're on one medicine for Bichette's, and you're on about 9 medicines for psychiatric conditions.
Most of them are for arthritis and for my stomach medicines.
But you gave us 7 medicines and 6 of them.
Two of them were from the Bichette's, the Prevacid and the Celebrex.
All right.
Neurontin for my RSD and Topamax is for my headaches, not for seizures.
No, okay.
Wow. All right. Where do you get all this stuff?
What do you mean? All my medicines?
I mean, are you able to go to school?
Yeah.
You take this medicine every day?
Yeah, I take it in the morning usually.
And by RSD, you mean reflex sympathetic dystrophy?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you have that?
I have it in my ankles.
Both ankles?
Yeah.
No.
Drew says no.
Okay, but that's just...
All right, well, anyway, listen, Samantha. I'm glad you have a boyfriend with all this going on.
Yeah.
And I'm not so excited about the anal sex.
Uh-uh. But then the abuse pattern, that's maybe the only way she experienced herself sexually.
Okay, so he's got to use condoms then if you can't get on the birth control pill.
And you still have you mentioned anything that would prevent you from being on the birth control pill, unless as part of your Bichette's or as part of, I can't think of any of the medicines you're taking that would prevent you from taking them, that there's some sort of hypercoagulable state, which sometimes happens.
Well, maybe their doctor was like, listen, you're taking 175 pills a day already, you're going to choke if I give you one more. Oh, my God. What the hell happened
there? Well, I mean, you know, she's basically on. She's on a mood stabilizer, a stimulant, and a pain pill, Neurontin, that's also a mood stabilizer.
I got to get some of that.
You know, she's on all these psych meds. And then she thinks they're for physical things. But the physical, this is what you were talking about earlier, that women, when they're severely traumatized, everything goes inside and manifests physically.
Yeah.
This is the old hysteria thing. This is what Freud was used to write about.
Yeah.
And in those days, he thought that the sexual abuse that they were telling about was fantasized.
Right.
Now we know it's just what goes on all the time.
Yeah.
They didn't want to believe that happened back then.
Wasn't Freud up to no good himself?
No, he just liked a little cocaine.
All right. Well, nothing wrong with a little blow. You're burning the midnight oil. You're writing those papers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good times.
Eshwan?
Hello?
Eshan.
Eshan? Isham?
Isham.
Isham. What kind of name is that?
Actually, it's one of the names of my favorite rappers.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down with Isham.
Isham the Unholy?
Yep.
Down with Psychopathic Records?
That's my man.
ICP?
I played a Isham the Unholy at my wedding.
Did you really?
Yep.
The hell out of her butthole, man.
The fetus?
Yep, we played that while saying our vows.
Wait a minute, I want to hear that again. That was the Insane Clown Posse?
I'm the hell out of her butthole, man.
Yeah, I heard that when that was Dr. Shaggy.
We played ICP at the wedding, too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Your wedding?
Isham the Unholy, that's all we played.
I saw guys there in a Mexican wrestling match.
Was that song, I Need a Freak? That you
Whoa!
Yeah.
Oh, my God! Somebody hold the phones! I can't believe that!
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed that you had a show down here tonight, and I kind of missed it in my
film. All right, here we go. What's up?
All right, well, on the 31st of Halloween, Hallowicked night, one of my Juggalo homies had a Halloween party, and his... father, this guy that his father worked with came and has just dropped his stepdaughter off at this Halloween party. Me and his stepdaughter kind of like tried to hang out or whatever. We started talking and we almost hooked up, but we didn't because it was her first time and she was shy. 2 hours later, I found out she's 13.
And you're 18.
Yeah, but I was 17 at the time. So I was like, thank God it didn't happen.
You know, the hell out of her butthole, man.
That's right.
You're right.
That's how a gigolo would approach it. Juggalo.
Juggalo.
Yeah, come on.
Juggalo.
But, yeah, so it was like after the party was over, I gave her my number, and I was just like, call me, not expecting her. Not actually expecting her to call me.
Well, she's probably enamored, right? An older guy's into her. She's
right, right.
Ready.
So come to find out, like, she was trying to call me for a while, and I just didn't know because, like, my phone had got cut off, and then I had night school. So then we actually did start talking, and we talked for a while, and then, like, I moved into January, and for the whole month of February, I didn't have a phone, and we started talking again.
Communication problems.
Yeah.
What's the question, Ishan?
All right. My question is, should I have kept it going after the fact? Because it's like now she's telling me that she's in love with me and that she actually
tell her to call you. She's so good at returning your calls. Call you when she's 18.
Yeah.
That's it.
Bad sign when you work in phone cut off and night school.
Yeah.
In the same sentence.
Yeah.
It means that things aren't going according to plan. But he's 18.
Plenty of time. Yeah.
I wasn't doing anything at 18.
No doubt.
I was doing less than nothing at 18. I was doing minus. So when I started doing stuff at 19, it didn't even register because I was just paying off what I didn't do when I was 18.
Yeah.
All right, Ishan is Isham.
Yeah.
He's fine. There. Well, but then no dating her.
Yeah, yeah.
She's 13. Sandra?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, here's the situation. I've been with my boyfriend for almost 2 years now. And we used to have sex quite often, but it seems to me now that lately he has been less into it.
What does very often seem?
Excuse me?
What is less often? How often were you doing it before?
Like, you know, like rabbits, twice a day.
Twice a day. And what are you doing now?
Now it's like whenever possible, really.
Which is how often?
Let's say three times a week, four times a week.
And is there 4 times a week? And is he getting busy? Are there things to keep him from...
Yeah, he has school. He goes to school and stuff, but...
Well, you said whenever possible.
Yeah, the thing is, it's just, like, for example, he had spring break all week this week.
Yeah.
And on Friday night at, like, 10 o'clock, he was ready for bed. And he's had spring break the whole week. He didn't do anything, so... He was too tired to have sex, and I just don't really understand.
How old is he?
What?
How old is he?
21.
Well, maybe he, you know, banged so many drunken broads during spring break that he just didn't have any left. That's probably what it was.
No.
You're worrying too much, baby.
Really?
Yeah. He'd been blown dry. You know what I'm saying? Are you hot?
Well, I have 32 double D. I'm 120,
5'5", blonde hair. Oh, sorry, Drew. It's a good thing you're wearing your glasses, not your contacts tonight, though, huh?
What?
Yeah. Wipe yourself off with Lycus's fat guy shawl. Yeah.
But I mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're hot, though, aren't you?
Well, I don't think I'm... Not, I think I'm good looking. That's
right.
Why I'm perplexed. Why?
Yeah, see, this is like
can't figure out why a man would not want to bone you
all the time.
All the time.
There we go.
Well,
why aren't you all over me all the time?
I would be.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
So, it's
but after banging the bejesus out of you for a couple of years straight, there would be nights when I would be tired and I would go to bed.
And he's sort of falling into a, let's call it a rhythm that is consistent with normal physiology.
Yeah.
What you guys were doing before, not many guys can maintain very long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're already twice the average here. You're 1,000%. Wait.
32.
200%. But
32 double D?
Yeah.
That's nice because that's a small back and a big cup.
It's good my combo. Boobs are large.
You're big, huh? How about the areola?
The areola?
Yeah.
It's okay.
What do you mean, okay?
It's good size. It's not like you know, those porno ones where they're discs size or anything.
Porno ones.
They're healthy breasts.
Healthy. Yeah. 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 Tight ass?
It's pretty tight. I work out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like when 17-year-olds working out, like it makes a difference. Hey, right? I work out. It's like, you're 17.
No, I keep healthy.
All right, baby doll. Look, he's fine.
Okay.
He's fine. This is about you being a little bit insecure.
Really? Because?
Yeah, you're being a little insecure.
Okay.
You gotta just relax a little. Now, if it starts really becoming a problem, then call us back. Yeah,
four times a week is...
My question has been, like, a lot lately.
What has been?
That he hasn't wanted to.
You mean, like, 2 days in a row?
I wouldn't have called you... No, like, a couple weeks in a row.
With nothing, 2 weeks in a row.
Where half the time he doesn't want to.
Yeah, but you want
Let's interpret that. 2 weeks in a row where half the time... Well, that means every other day he wants to.
You want to do it every day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you guys don't live together, do you?
No, we don't.
Hey, you see each other every day?
No. Well, yeah, kind of.
All right. Well, listen. Give the guy his space a little bit. I mean, don't. Here's what I'm saying. Ladies, when you don't want to do it with us, we don't all of a sudden feel fat or unattractive.
Right.
We don't get into that.
We just get angry.
We get angry, and then we go for the vengeance whack. Oh, yes. But we don't get into that stuff where she thinks I'm unattractive. Or, no, you just get the feeling of, like, she don't want it.
Or she's not into me anymore.
Yeah, you don't get into that. No. You just get the, I want some, she don't want none, she's not in the mood. And we wouldn't treat it any different than, like, if we said, look.
Let's go out to dinner.
I want to go out and get a steak. I want to go out and get a steak tonight. And she's, right. I don't want a steak. Let's go Mexican.
Oh, how dare you?
She doesn't like me anymore.
Oh, no, I must be fat.
She's not attractive. She thinks I'm fat.
She noticed how she's, she's trying to send me a message.
She's sending me a message via the free holy pipeline. It's like. No, she just doesn't want that, and guys understand that very clearly, and women get freaked out.
But four times a week, he's still doing it. I like the way she said, for the last 2 weeks, he hasn't wanted it half the time. That means every other day, they were...
Listen,
he's settling into his rhythm.
All right.
Yeah, and God knows, with another one, maybe his rhythm would have been one a week.
Right.
With her, it's four times a week. That's fine. Are we taking an early break? What are you doing?
No, I'm just looking at the clock, and I got these smoked almonds to finish off. 32 double D, though. That's,
did I peg that?
That's great. Drew knew it. Kim?
Yeah?
You're 21?
I am.
What's up?
Okay. I have a friend, and, like, we have, like, a lot of the same friends. So I know, like, a lot of people that she's slept with, and all these guys keep telling me that, like, she stinks down there.
Mm-hmm.
And that she doesn't wash with soap. Like, one of them has taken a shower with her before, and, like, he said, like, she doesn't wash with soap.
What does she use?
She said that it stinks when she washes with soap, is what he told me.
Well, I mean, when she puts the bar up there and then uses the rope to yank it out?
You mean
exactly, that's what I'm saying.
No, wait a minute. You mean soap on her skin anywhere?
No, like on her vagina. Like, right, exactly.
Well, maybe it stings now because she has an infection, and that's why she stinks.
Right, and I don't really know how to, like, tell her this, and they tell me to tell her. They say, like, because I'm her friend that I should tell her. But I don't really know how to, like, bring that up to, like, you know, your friend. You're like, hey, by the way, like, you know, you stink. I really don't know how to go about saying that.
Well, how do you ever see her situations where she's undressed or anything like that?
Or do you talk about, you know, pap smears, going to the doctor or anything like that?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't.
So really what you want to do, what you want to do is get her in for a pelvic exam.
Right.
Because this is probably an infection. And so you got to sort of be talking about health care and health maintenance and, you know, cervical cancer and warts and all those good things and encourage her to get checked out.
Okay.
Yeah. And believe me, whenever you come at her with this, she's coming back at you with something.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Like, and you know what else? One of the guys that she was sleeping with actually told her that, like, she stunk, and she still hasn't done anything about it.
Well, how do you know?
How do I know that he told her?
How do you know she hasn't done anything about it?
Because she still stinks, because I keep hearing that she still stinks.
Well, maybe she's working on it. How many of your friends get to plow your other friend?
A lot of them, actually.
Well, I'd like to join the circle.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, by the way...
hasn't the word spread around to these retards? It's just got bad...
Hey, listen, and by the way, that means all those guys are infected with this bacteria.
Possibly.
Certainly.
They know that she stinks, and they keep, like, sleeping with her.
Wait,
like,
Kim, that means all the guys. That's mean all the guys need antibiotics, also.
Well, maybe.
Almost certainly.
Wow.
That's true, and that's why she keeps getting it treated, and these guys keep giving it back to her.
How many guys are we talking about, Kim?
I'd say like 30. I mean,
whoa.
How many guys slept with, or how many guys at one time?
How many of your friends?
No. Listen, how many at one time?
Well, So she's like, I know there's like, I don't know.
All right, well, listen, Kim. Well,
she's got some, she needs some health maintenance.
Kim, how old is she?
I think she's 21.
Yeah. All right. Wait, is she really a good friend of yours? She seems like she's got some issues, this girl.
She's not like a really good friend of mine, but like I know her.
All right, you don't know. Yeah, who cares? And butt out. She's not a good friend. She's not a really good friend, but I know her.
She's seen her on the campus.
What campus?
Mount Sac.
Really?
Check it out.
Mount Sac?
Yeah, ask.
Mount Sac always cracks me up.
It's actually a good school.
Yeah?
Hey, Kim.
Yeah?
What college? Do you go to college?
Yeah.
What college?
I'm not telling you.
Mount Sac?
What?
Mount Sac?
Mount Sac?
Yeah.
No, I go to community college.
Your junior college, yeah.
Which community college?
I really would rather not say.
All right, but it's not Mount Sac.
No,
it's right up there in that area, so that's why I said that.
Yeah, she's a JC girl.
That's the good. That's the good JC out there. She doesn't go to the good one.
But listen, ladies, stop fighting amongst each other. You don't have to tell this poor girl anything. She's not really friends with her. She shouldn't have to broach this topic, should she, Drew?
It'd be nice if she would. This woman needs some help.
Yeah, but she already had one of the guys tell her she didn't do anything.
I know, but this 30 guys.
This is where my crotch-sniffing dogs would really come in handy.
Who knows what all these folks are passing around amongst themselves?
We're married. What do we care?
I found out the beagle is the most sensitive nose amongst the canines.
So really?
It adds to the comedy of the whole thing, too, doesn't
beagle
it?
Beagle sniffing the crotch.
Snoopy, yeah.
Yeah, why do dogs smell their own ass if they're that sensitive?
Because it's just like anything
maybe
else.
Maybe it smells like a meatball sandwich to them or something. Well, you know.
I think their sensitivity of smell is so profound
that
horrible things come around the other side and ass starts smelling like lilacs, roses.
Well, and you know what it is? You know what's interesting, too, which is knowing what you're smelling makes it worse or better.
No, S smells like S.
No. Yes, yes. Okay. True's right. S smells like S, everybody. 17 years of college for that. Now, here's what I'm saying. Once in a while, like I remember when I used to play football, being in a locker room, and I'd be like...
Oh, yeah, pizza.
I smell pizza, yeah. Pepperoni. Sicilian. No, deep dish pepperoni pizza.
But you're going, but what's wrong? Something's wrong with that pizza.
No, you know what's wrong with it is, why does it smell like pizza in this locker room? And then there's some guy standing up on the bench, he's pulling this jock down, he realizes you're getting some sack smell, and it just smelled like something. Yeah. All right, once you realize where the scent is emanating from, you're revolted.
Yeah.
Now, when a dog smells its own ass, the fact that it's its ass is enticing.
They don't know what ass is. Them is just a meatball sandwich, like you said.
Whatever it is, it's best smelling thing that could come out of me or another dog. I'm just saying it's not a deal breaker for them. For us, it's like that's ass.
Yeah.
All right.
Good times.
We got to get into this more, Drew.
Those are important topics.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back. Loveline, fastest growing outlaw radio North America. Yeah, got myself a 50,000 watt flamethrower. Got my hand on the butt. Know what I'm saying, Drew? This close to dropping trowel.
Don't do it.
Gonna drop trowel. Once I decide to drop trowel, I could drop at any moment. You know what I'm saying, Drew? You know why? I'm out of control. I'm a wild man.
No, don't do it.
Oh, you see me drop trowel.
You are wild. You are wild, man.
I'll do it again, man. I get this show pulled off the air so fast, make your head spin.
All right, here we go.
I was watching this Tommy Lee documentary thing.
Behind the music kind of thing?
It was like this show where they did like an hour-long thing on. They just followed Tommy Lee around for like 6 months while he was rehearsing with his band. And
it's sort of like a Anna Nicole Smith meets Tommy Lee.
Yeah,
show? Yeah,
it's kind of like that. And
love shows like that.
Yeah, can't get enough. And he made a trip to the Loveline studio. Was Tommy Lee in here? I guess he had his camera crew in here.
I don't remember cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah, he brought it in.
Yeah, brought the camera crew in. And first off, I'm wearing my red shirt, you know, the plaid one that I wear every single day.
Yeah.
It's Except for I can't find it now. Oh, I think somebody took it away from me.
Your wife probably burned it.
Somebody burned it.
Yeah.
The thing that's funny is every time I see one of these shows and someone's with the camera crew and the love lines, I'm always wearing the same stupid shirt, and I'm always in the same position, which I got the
mic, you're in now.
Mic sitting on my belly, and I'm leaned back in the chair. And it was just us sitting there. And it really made us look like jackasses.
Oh, nice.
Because Tommy's like, oh, man. First off, you realize everyone who comes on these shows, comes on our show and talks about being on reality shows, they always go, oh, you know, the way they edit
they
it.
Cut it they
make
yeah.
it, and we always roll our eyes. But Tommy's like going, oh, I'm trying to do press for this new album, and I'm really proud of it.
Oh, yeah,
and everywhere I go, all anyone wants to talk about is Pam Anderson or Motley Crue, and I want to talk about my new music and so on and so forth. And he's like, God, I hate doing these things. That's all they want to talk about. So now I'm thinking my wife T-voted it for me and said, you're in this thing. And I knew what it was leading up to, and I thought, yeah, we wouldn't ask about it. We never ask about anything that's relevant or current or whatever. That's the beauty of this show.
Yeah.
We usually don't know. We're not familiar with a lot of our guests. You're in Motley Crue? What'd you play bass, dude? Who?
That's what did you do? Launch right into some questions on Motley Crue?
Wait a minute. You're Vince Lee? Okay, so you're not the singer, though. You had got sex with which one of the Baywatch chicks? That's how the show normally goes.
Yeah.
And, keeps it fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sitting there, and you're sitting there. So anyway, we come on the screen, and I'm falling asleep in my chair with my belly, with the mic on my belly, and wearing my red shirt. And you're just sitting there looking like an idiot. And Tommy's sitting there, and they go to one of the calls. So it's not us asking it, but someone like, dude, what about Pam? And Tommy, like, shaking his head. And then it's right back to the limo where he's going, oh, I can't stand doing all these shows. And I thought, that makes us look great.
Oh,
doesn't
no.
make us look great. And the other thing.
I thought we had a nice time with him that last time.
We did have a nice time with him. We always have a nice time with him. And I'm sure he had a nice time with us.
They had to create their story.
But they were making a story of Tommy is always going out on press. And they want to know about is Pam Anderson.
Right, right.
So in order to make it seem like that's going to follow the storyline, they have to creatively edit it.
When
they
in fact,
show him sitting here and having a good time.
Right. As I recall, he was saying he likes this show because everywhere else, that's all he talks about.
Yes, but that hurts the
story. I know.
I
understand.
But here's the thing that I'm starting to realize, and maybe I should have realized it earlier, is even these so-called sort of documentary or real-life things can be edited in any way you want them to be edited in order to create a storyline.
Yeah.
So we got victimized, Drew.
There you go.
Yeah. The other thing I learned from watching this thing is he went on the show Rockline. And I know you've been a big fan for many years.
Yes, way back.
And
Gino Michelini.
I'm not sure if that's him or not, but the point is the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Out of a movie. He went right from Rockline to this studio, and it was like going from a Hearst Castle to a Sears gardening shed with like a rotting dog in it.
Oh my God!
I mean, that was my whole thing. Yeah. Like I was watching Rockline, it's like, oh, this is amazing. It looks like a set from a movie.
Wow.
Sitting in this huge state-of-the-art facility, and then they cut to this dump, and you could see the cameraman couldn't stand far enough back. There's not enough room in here, and I just thought, oh, this is depressing. Annabelle? Or Ann Bella?
Angela,
there we go.
All right,
what's up?
Nice work there, Tara. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. This is my question. Probably about 45 minutes ago, Drew was saying something to some guy about the herpes virus not being valid when it's tested by doctors because, like, everybody has it or everybody's been exposed to it.
Well, what I was saying was that there's the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, are urging doctors to do more blood testing for herpes and rely on that as a way of diagnosing herpes. And while I can see that for the herpes 2 virus, it seems a little confusing to me as it pertains to the herpes 1 virus, since basically everybody has antibodies to that.
Okay, so that's part of my question, because they said that I had antibodies for the virus, but they didn't
for which say one? One, herpes 1 or herpes 2?
They didn't say.
All right,
the thing is I've never had anything, and this was like 5 or 6 years ago, I've never had a cold sore in my whole life. I've never had anything on any either place of my body. So I was wondering what antibodies exactly mean.
It means you've been exposed to it. And I think, I really believe, I've been around this a long time, and I believe that this is going to lead to overdiagnosis, which I guess is better than underdiagnosis, because a lot of women have no symptoms. And this is, and Angela, what they're getting at with you, is that women cannot have known they have herpes, and this sort of can alert them they might have it, they might be able to pass it on. But if you've never had an outbreak, you've never passed it on to anybody, it's worth paying careful attention during pregnancy and delivery. But otherwise, if it's a particular, if the herpes 1 virus, yeah, I got to worry about, I wonder about the validity of that.
Victoria?
Hi.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Let's see. I had sex on Friday night with my boyfriend, and it was with a condom, and it broke, and I'm not on the pill, and I don't know what to do. Like, the Planned Parenthood that's not open on the weekend. And I can't go tomorrow because I'm doing something for my
Well, in the state, one of the great distinguishing qualities of the fine state of Washington where you live is you can get the morning after pill without a prescription.
Oh, my God.
So all you have to do...
Oh, they're going to hell, that whole state.
You have to call a pharmacy and get the damn pill. There's been something like 30 million prescriptions worldwide and every single adverse effect. Contrary to people's wish, it is not an abortion pill. It just prevents ovulation,
right.
Prevents the egg from being released. So
true.
All you got to do is call. I know it's sacrilege.
But hold on. Now, what about the state of Washington and all those poor people dying needlessly? The needless suffering going on because they've made it accessible, this morning after pill. I mean, hold on. I'm just saying this. This has been legal in the state of Washington. I mean, you can get it without a prescription for how long now?
Been 2 or 3 years.
Must be huge repercussions.
Well,
huge.
Well, here's the repercussions. Teenagers having sex wildly with no consequences.
Yes.
And all those pregnancies aborted.
Yes.
Yeah. See, that's not what's happening. Neither of those things. So here's the number, Victoria. It's 1. You ready?
Yeah.
Write this down. 1-888.
Yeah.
Not N-O-T.
Yeah.
2, that's just the number 2, late, L-A-T-E. So it's 1-888, not too late.
Okay.
And they will refer you to a pharmacy near you that can give it to you without a prescription, 24 hours, right?
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, there you go.
All right, bye.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, she better get out of that Seattle area before the whole place goes up in flames.
Well, God himself will step in.
God will punish those people. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And what's up? You know, this is now the third or fourth call we've gotten in as many weeks about Planned Parenthood not being open on the weekends. Listen, you screwballs, this is like a church not being open on the weekends. This is your prime time. This is when it goes down. We don't need you Tuesday.
Yeah.
We need you the Saturday after the Friday night when the condom explodes. What's up with these people not being open on the weekends? And here's what I would say. Be closed on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Be open on the weekends.
Yeah.
So much seems to go down, especially when you're younger. So much seems to go down on a Friday night or a Saturday night. We need you guys on the weekends. What's up with that, Drew? Shouldn't they be open all the time?
I happen to agree with you. And each Planned Parenthood is different. They're a franchise, so some probably are open on the weekends, some are not.
They should have drive-thrus. They should open 24 hours.
Yes, they should. Who
funds them? How they get their money?
Privately, fundraisers locally, and then there's some national funding.
Can we take a little of that money that we're giving to National Public Radio and give it to them? I've seen those hacks in those huge studios. Oh, what a facility they have over there. Huge. State of the art. Huge.
Well,
we got to pay for all that? So some snob can sit there and talk about crap you never heard of? Please. Let's give that money to Planned Parenthood and tell those idiots to stay open on the weekends. Now, this is going to be a long call.
Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on, Tom?
Hey, Dr. Drew. How are you?
We're good. What's up?
I got a quick question. Me and my girlfriend experimented with some anal sex.
Yeah.
And probably done it like maybe 5 times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's into it, and I don't mind it, but she's having a problem, using the bathroom. She gets constipated. And I don't know if it's normal or, you know, like actually like 5 days she went without, you know, having a bowel movement.
Well, that wouldn't be normal, would it?
I don't think it is, no. But she's talked to some of her girlfriends, and her girlfriend said, yeah, you know, sometimes that's possible that that would happen.
That's the most annoying call I've ever had in my life. What's wrong with your phone, Tom?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably, I'm going to call one. It's probably just something wrong with it.
All right. Let's put Tom on hold because the buzzing is going to send me into a seizure.
All sorts of changes in bowel habits because of that kind of activity.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Why?
But the constipation particularly I wouldn't be so concerned with unless it caused like hemorrhoids or something else.
Right.
I mean, it's not really active anal sex necessarily.
What about the actual packing of the fudge, True? I mean, doesn't that seem like it would stop things up?
Well, do you mean the union packing or industrial packing?
I'm talking about union fudge packers. I'm talking about scab fudge packers. I'm talking about companies that send their fudge out of state or out of the country, even to places like Mexico and Canada.
No kidding.
To get their fudge packed. A lot of companies going into Canada now using non-union fudge packers over there. I don't approve of it, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I understand. You're
they want to get their fudge packed. They want to save a dollar. You understand? And just as long as they pass along, I'm okay with that.
Pass is the operant word here. That's what the problem was with Tom's girlfriend. And, you know, she should use stool softeners and use
stool softeners.
Treatments for constipation. That's all. So.
All right. We'll be back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. All right, Drew, get these nuts away from me. I'm going to eat too many of them.
Well, you've finished them. There's none left. What are you talking about?
You're a doctor, Drew. Would you say it's good to eat
411
pounds of smoked almonds?
I think I'll need to pump your stomach.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Who was on our show that was thinking that Rod Stewart had his stomach pumped? It was just like last week or something.
Somebody believed that, yeah.
Yeah, he just kept saying it. And I was like, yeah, no. And he's like, yeah, but dude.
What about that?
He took on like 10 dudes in one night and he had to have a stomach pump.
Who was that?
Was it Joe Millionaire?
It seems like something that Joe Millionaire would say, but I don't know if Joe Millionaire's heard of Rod Stewart. It's bugging Anderson now because he remembers it too. And it was more recent than Joe Millionaire.
Yeah,
it was like the week before last, yeah. Anderson. Fine. Dude, maybe from a band. We remember every guest. Every guest that comes through this studio
is
special.
Forever.
Yeah.
Bill Nye?
I'll be driving home wondering what Bill Nye, the science guy.
Greg Proops.
Ooh.
No, he's too smart.
He's too smart. Yeah, someone from the Used.
The Used?
No, they're too stoned.
Might have been.
I don't know, because I don't even know if they would have. Then we got to keep figuring this out. Ashley?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was masturbating the other day, and when I finished, my fingers were all bloody. And it's not my period, because that happened 2 weeks ago, and I'm pretty regular. And this is the second time it's happened, and I'm really kind of freaked out.
Well, for some women, are you on birth control pill or anything like that?
No, I'm a virgin.
Any medication?
Mm-mm.
Well, for some
maybe
women,
her hymen broke. No, it wouldn't happen twice.
Well, this is not like the first time that I've done this, and I've had guys go down on me and finger me and stuff, so I don't think that's it.
All right. But for some women, sexual activity will cause bleeding. You may be one of those folks. And sometimes there can be other things, you know, polyps and things that can cause instability of the lining of the uterus.
What happens? The blood goes, it gets engorged down there.
Yeah,
and
it spills over, sort of.
Spills over? Yeah. Starts leaking through?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, man.
And it's not uncommon, Ashley, at all. But have you ever had a pelvic exam?
No.
I think it's time to do that. It's time to do that. Because it can be a bunch of other little funny things, that all of which are treatable. And you ought to get looked into. But don't freak out. It's nothing you should freak out about. Very, 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 very common. Okay?
When are you going to give up your virginity?
When I meet the right guy.
Oh. Could I have it?
Thank you.
Could I have it?
I love you, Adam. I'm jealous of your wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you could have had it. See?
Oh, but you would still let me have it, right?
Depends.
Yeah. All right, baby. Just stay fresh for me.
Okay.
All right. All right. And
let's see a doctor.
Yeah, I was going to say I'd bring by my own person, but... and travel with a gynecologist.
Was it Ron Jeremy?
Was Ron Jeremy.
Was it? Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, it was Ron Jeremy. Yeah. Right, and it was funny because Ron Jeremy, who was really, you know, it's funny. It's funny you do stuff like with a guest once in a while. You try to steer him a little direction. Like I was saying, people don't get their stomach pumped anymore. Right. You know, there's all this story about Rod Stewart sucking up so much semen that he had to have his stomach pumped. Remember that wives' tale? And Ron was like, but that. Couldn't that have happened?
Yeah,
and you're like, you try to steer him now.
Yeah.
No, Ron, it's not going to happen because now he's back again.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Really? I mean, even if he was like, at a party and chugged like 70 dorks, you know, and you're like, well, Ron, you know, just half a teaspoon comes out each time. So, you know, think how much that would have to be.
And now he wants to
and Ron's like, yeah, but what if they shaved up?
Yeah,
like,
well, right, the guys I know deliver 14 teaspoons.
Yeah, tell that to Peter North. Oh, yeah. Blow a hole in the back of your neck. All right, let's move forward here and talk to Jeremy, ironically enough. What's up? We're just talking about your namesake, Ron Jeremy.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just watched The Legend of Ron Jeremy, but it was the edited version from Blockbuster.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, yeah. I want to find the regular one.
Were you still able to beat to it?
It was hard. No. I couldn't. Well. No, I had to use supplemental material.
All right.
No.
I know a lot of guys who start off with something and then sort of mop up with something a little harder edged, you know?
It was just a tease. I want to see Blockbuster basically now.
That's all right. You know what it's like? You know, this is happening a lot. Guys will do this. They look at a Playboy for a while, they look at some R-rated movie and they see Alyssa Milano with her top off or something. That gets them going for a while. And then they pop in some hardcore stuff to finish off. And it's like you going on a date with a girl. You're making out. You start to feel her boob outside of her sweater and she slaps your hand. The date goes on for a while. But then at the end of the night, you just sleep with some filthy hooker. Like, you have to call in a professional to finish yourself off. But you were going to – what were you going to tell me?
Well, I don't know if this is news to you or not. It's certainly not – earth-shaking, but reruns of Family Guy. Apparently, Cartoon Network's picking them up.
Oh, really?
Reruns, though.
What time?
April. It's. I just came across the ad, and now I'm looking at their website. April 20th, 11:30 p.m. in no particular order.
It's like going to replace Space Ghost or something.
Well, let me say this. I love that show, The Family Guy. I did a few episodes. I had a great time. Seth MacFarlane is a real talent. He's the guy behind the show, created it, does a lot of the voices, got him to do some crank anchor calls this season.
He was
excellent. They'll be a little bit later in the season, but we do kind of mix and match them. So that's Tuesday nights on Comedy Central. Look out for those crank anchors because we do pull some out and plug them in different places. So I'm not sure where he's going to be. Drew's coming up in some of those too, but
when is mine coming up? I don't know.
I don't know. You gotta watch.
All right,
gotta watch every Tuesday on Comedy Central. But Family Guy, funny show. Seth MacFarlane, funny guy and a nice guy. Natasha, what's up, baby doll?
I can't believe I got through.
You're 30.
I've listened to the show for many, many years, and I think you guys are great, funny, informative, all that good stuff. But lately, Adam, I've noticed that you flirt a lot with young girls who call the show, and I think
you kind of
go a little too far.
Yeah.
She's that young.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean I go a little too far?
Can I have your hymen? What do your areola look like? You know.
Well, he had a
14, 15, 16-year-old girls. I mean.
14? Yeah, I don't do that to any 14-year-olds.
But you had a whole thing going there for a while. Remember you were going to. You had a list or something?
I wanted the ladies to save themselves for me.
Yeah. He was encouraging them to retain their virginity. That was sort of the gig.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what my plan was. Yeah. Well, Natasha, I don't do it that much. Once in a while when it strikes me.
I mean, you know, Drew,
yes,
how
ma'am.
Would you feel if somebody talked to your daughters like that?
Well, let me answer for Drew.
Okay.
Drew only has one daughter.
And
she's so busy ice skating, she really doesn't have a chance to talk to anybody.
Well, that's the plan.
Drew makes sure she wears those furry earmuffs all the time.
All
and
the
she
time.
Never can take them off, so she can't understand. But no. But here's the deal. No, here's the reality. Drew has a 10-year-old. The people I talked to, 18, once in a while, 17.
You've occasionally slipped into 16.
But they call in and say my boyfriend's banging the bejesus out of me.
So, does that mean you have to, you know?
It means I can ask a question. Well, here's what it means. It means their sensibilities aren't as delicate as someone. If somebody calls in and says I'm 16 and I'm a virgin and I want to know if it's okay if I let my boyfriend French kiss me this weekend, I don't start getting into cornholing humor with them.
But you had an 18-year-old just a few minutes ago who was a virgin.
Right.
Who was talking about, what, oral sex?
She said a little finger banging tomorrow.
And then she said that she wished you hadn't been married.
Yeah. She was coming on to me, baby. All right. Oh, who cares?
Natasha's point is well taken.
Yes, well taken. Well taken by idiots.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Can I be like a guest host?
No. Are you kidding?
You're going to be in Los Angeles?
Yeah, I'll be there if you want me to be there.
What do you do? What do you look like? How big are your areolas?
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
Come on. You're a big gal, aren't you?
No.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, that's a yes. That's affirmative.
You're fat.
Okay. Oh, whatever. Please.
All right, we got to go to break. Natasha, I apologize for Adam's improprieties.
Right.
Okay.
All right there, baby. Yeah, good times. All right.
You know what I'm saying out there?
You're overweight.
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back on Loveline.
Have to bring these smoked almonds home, or I guess I could stop somewhere along the way and pick up some.
What?
Oh. You know, I just did some quick math, too. Like, you know those little packets of smoked almonds?
Yeah, the ones you buy at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, they cost $1, and there's three and a half of them in there.
We had about 40 of those.
$170 worth of smoked almonds.
I know we did.
Tonight.
I know.
I'm gonna sell my crap somewhere tomorrow. It's like, hey, there's $180 worth of smoked
almond
paste. A couple
paste.
Brussels sprouts, and there's also some peanut butter in here, but mainly it's almond paste. Now, come on, what do you give me for it? I'm not asking for pennies on the dollar, people. I'm not asking. You know, I'm not saying give me $50 for it. It's $20.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
All right, so until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. All right, listen, what are you using for protection?
What am I using for protection?
What are you using for protection?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.